I think number one, obviously it's a positive development. I think it also goes to show that there's a lot of potential, investment potential in Zimbabwe that can actually be realized if probably we do the right things, if we address some of the issues that have been raised by investors. But obviously there are a lot of opportunities, and or most of the assets rather, they are actually at a discount right now because of issues to do with liquidity. So I think investors are trying to snap up assets at a discount so that they can position themselves in the event that the economic situation normalizes in the future.
What about laws like the indigenization law and other laws?
Now, what we've seen or noticed, I think we've noticed a softening of the hardline stance that government did adopted earlier. I think there's been a thawing in terms of that stance. And also, obviously, in some cases, they could be exemptions. So some investors could actually be exempted from having to comply with indigenization and economic empowerment.